The majority of our acres completely shift to something other than cotton. But I appreciate the opportunity today to be able to be here and give you an update of our 2008 season across the Mid-South. Of course, I wouldn't be able to do this without the help of my counterparts in Missouri, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So I appreciate their efforts in helping me get this information. Just start out with the acreage. Mid-South 2008, you can see our change in acreage from 2007. In 08, we harvested a total of 1.847 million acres. Just as a note, in 06, we harvested a little over 4.2 million acres in the Mid-South. So drastic change there. Just from last year, again, we're down 867,000, or from 07, about 32%. You can see how the states break out there. Missouri has held more constant in acres than a lot of the other Mid-South states. It's one thing we have seen, the Boot Hill of Missouri. Very prominent cotton production going on there. Arkansas, 2 years ago, we were 1.1 to 1.2 million acres. Last year we were 840, this year we're 640. Louisiana, a drastic reduction there again. Mississippi, 45% down from 2007, and Tennessee 45% as well. So all our acreage is shifting. What is it shifting to? Mostly corn and beans, a little bit of rice in some areas of Arkansas, but the predominantly corn and beans is what our acres are shifting to over the majority of the rest of the Mid-South. Varieties that we planted, much like Dale, several states rely on Delta Pine 555 as a staple for their state. Mississippi was one of those last year. They grew a little less 555. Louisiana still a high percentage of that variety. And as we look, the Bollgard Roundup Ready type technology still dominates in the Mid-South right now. There is a slight change to Flex. We know that in 2010 we'll have to move that way. But for right now, we're trying it out on anywhere from 30 to 45% of our acres for the most part. Missouri is probably the most heavy loaded in Roundup Ready Flex with, the majority of their acres being a Flex variety. So they've adapted the technology much quicker than some of the other states in the Mid-South. Talk about the year a little bit. We didn't have a dry year. We had an excellent year starting off. A lot of states got planted a little late because it was wet and cool late in the spring. But states like Tennessee, predominantly non-irrigated, had an excellent year as far as drought. We didn't see a real dry year. And that was mainly because of all the rain we got in August and September. Gustav and Ike brought tremendous amounts of rain to the Mid-South, especially the lower Mid-South, Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Arkansas. And we lost a lot of crop to these two hurricanes. And I know I'll touch on this a little bit later, but Louisiana, I believe they terminated at least 60,000 acres, is what Dr. Stewart told me. Arkansas, in the southeast portion of Arkansas, we lost somewhere around 30 to 35% of our crop because of these two storms. And we had an excellent crop going into August, one of the best ones I had seen. This is just some pictures that Dr. Stewart loaned to me, showing some of the effects in Louisiana. Big time devastation in that area because of all this rain. It hit at the worst possible time when we're starting to defoliate cotton and thinking about harvest. So. Worst possible time for it to hit, and again, big losses for us yield-wise in these areas. So that was probably the most defining moment in the Mid-South this season, was the effect of those hurricanes and how they affected our production and our overall producers in those areas. I'd like to break it down by state now and just kind of give you an average of the yield and the bales produced and some top points. Arkansas, we averaged 990 pounds of lint per acre. That's a current estimate. I believe this may go down a little bit before it's all said and done. 1.32 million bales. Again, the biggest effect that we saw this year was the hurricanes. We would have had a much higher average than that if it hadn't been for those storms. Resistant weeds continue to be a main threat in our state, as long with some variety issues. You know, we're in the transition period going to Flex cotton. We've got to find varieties that fit our area. Managing insects with the new crop mix. We mentioned, you know, we have a lot more corn and beans than we've had in the past. With that, we see in a new bug complex. Plant bugs have always been our number one issue. But now we're starting to see more of the stink bug problems and other things associated with this new crop mix. As of 2009, it's just a guess, and I'm kind of getting out easy from 0 to 30% reduction, but I think if cotton can go up in price a little bit, we may see a flat acreage rate for 09. However, if grain continues to go up and cotton stays where it's at, I think realistically we're going to have 350 to 400,000 acres in Arkansas. Again, operation costs have been mentioned already. Big concern for us across the whole Mid-South. Louisiana, again, the lint yield strongly affected by the hurricanes. 517 pounds is what they're estimating over harvested acres. 280,000 bales. Again, more than 60,000 acres lost. They're having the same concerns with variety selection and the maturity range. Triple Nickel offered them a large maturity range. They have a longer growing season. They may not see this with some of these new varieties. 5 to 10% acres production in 09. Mississippi, a lot of the same story. Pretty decent yield up north Mississippi. Down south, they got affected by the hurricane, so that hurt the average a little bit. Late planted crop, they are seeing increased acres planted to flex. Insect pressure concerns continue. And again, they had problems with the hurricanes. And the estimates that we're getting for Mississippi, 200 to 250,000 acres. Missouri had an excellent year last year. They got the benefits of the rain without the storm. So they had an excellent yield. A lot of growers in that area said they harvested the best cotton crop they've ever harvested. Spider mites are still a pretty good issue for them. Resistant weeds the key issue, and we're fighting that in the Mid-South right now. And they expect acres to remain more or less flat in 2009, and again, they're predominantly flex. Tennessee, again, a very good year for Tennessee, 917 pounds. Light bug year for them. Again, resistant weeds. You'll see this reoccurring trend for us. We're all worried about the resistance issues. And again, acreage could be flat, or it could actually increase depending on prices of cotton. So I thought that was an optimistic approach. Talking about 2009 challenges for cotton, and I don't know how many times I've heard this from my producers that have switched to grain, but they're telling me that farming grain is just easy. And, you know, they have more time to spend with family or play golf or do other things. So, you know, I don't know about that, but you can definitely see our infrastructure changing towards grain. And we're seeing a lot of grain bins being built in the Mid-South, and I'm sure they're going to keep at least enough grain to house in those bins. Finding the best crop mixture is going to continue to be a challenge for us. Placing that on your farm to get out of some bug issues is going to be a challenge. We've heard from the new update from the new farm bill that could be a challenge. Fighting this glyphosate resistance, especially with Palmer amaranth or Palmer pigweed, is going to be a big challenge for us in the Mid-South in the future. And we're just on the edge of it right now, and it's really going to blow up on us in the future. Plant bugs and spider mites continue to be costly for us in production in the Mid-South, and just overall production costs in general. And like it was said earlier, you know, last year was probably the most expensive year for us as far as production costs. And cotton price is really not looking too optimistic right now. Some opportunities, either the cotton price or the grain prices could affect the acreage and reestablish interest. And if grain prices stay for us in the $10 range and cotton moves up just a little bit, our producers are going to want to plant cotton. If the cotton stays where it's at and grain prices increase towards $12, especially for soybeans, we're going to see a shift to soybeans. Flex varieties seem to be performing better. Some of these new varieties we've evaluated look promising. Of course, we have new technology and equipment that can help cut our labor costs somewhat with the module building pickers and several other things. One very optimistic outlook is the diesel fuel and fertilizer prices that we're seeing. And who knows what it's going to be at planting. But definitely that's looking very, very good for us right now. And the biggest thing is in the Mississippi Delta through the Mid-South, cotton maintains these small communities that we live in and that we work in. And it's always been a staple in these areas. And I think, you know, if we could get a little help with price, producers want to grow cotton. That, you know, of course, the ginners want it. So it's always been a staple, and I think that it will come around and continue to be one.